KC Soccer News, only on KC 107.7.
And welcome back. Remember, we're focusing on the South African Council for Businesswomen Awards that's taking place in Paarl this weekend. My next guest, welcome to Dr. Marianne Cronier. She's one of the finest in the Rising Stars. Welcome to KC 107.7.
Thank you so much.
The Caregivers Council, it's a unique business. What motivated you to start something like this? And what do you think is the impact you're making?
Okay, so my caregiving journey started when I was actually 6 years old. My parents moved to a farm where my grandma stayed because my grandfather died. So then my mother or my parents started to look after her and care for her, but although she wasn't sick at that time. So I grew up with a grandparent for 18 years in our house. And I can only now see the effect it had on my mum or on my parents. And, yeah, that motivates me because I want to help other people not to walk on the same journey and to make it better for them and shorter.
You know, I didn't see both my grandparents on the father's side and the mother's side. And I always thought what it would be like. But I've also experienced through friends and other family members that, yes, it's a joy to have, but there also comes a time when you have to put in the effort to experience the joy.
Exactly.
And I think you hit the nail, right? And you've had 18 years of that, so I really salute you for that. In just a few years, you're now a finalist for Rising Star, and in a few years, you've built a business that is gaining recognition, and there we go, you are now recognized for an award. What are some of the key lessons you've learned along the way?
Yes. What I learned is that it is a journey. You don't wake up in the one morning and decide, okay, I'll start this business. So I think you have to have a reason why you start a business. Then you have to have a goal. Why you are doing this business and for who. So your niche market is very important. And then you have to define it, go nearer and nearer to the spot where you know exactly this is the people that you have to touch.
You have a doctorate. How do you balance your professional life with the demands of running a business, especially something like this that is so hands-on?
Okay, so love my family. I love my journey as a mum and as a grandparent as well. But I'm also a wife to a businessman. And that can be hard if you have to balance everything because now you are in type of a sandwich generation where you have parents that you care for, but you also have children and you have your own job, your own household to run. So, and you have to keep up in a way that you not get burnt out. So, it is important to balance it in a way that you are not emotionally drained. So you have to find the balance that where you are, that you are happy and those that you care for are happy. And I think I'll do it actually through connecting with my people in my house and surround me with people that actually care and that I can care for.
The South African Council of Businesswomen have nominated you for a Rising Star Award. You're a finalist in the Cape Winelands. Where do you see Caregivers Council being in the next 5 years, and what are you putting in place to get to that point?
I definitely see the Caregivers Council as a prominent business where people can go to, where they can find resources. As people actually in South Africa do not know what a family caregiver or a consultant or a counselor for family caregivers means. So what my goal for my business is awareness, to create more awareness, even for full-time or professional carers. Then also to have resources if you grieve. And remember, there are many ways of grief. And my focus is on non-death grief. So people are losing things all the time. You have loss in a relationship. You have loss in many ways. And it can be recurring. So people have to have a place where they know they can go to. They can just download the resources, or they can join a workshop. And then the other thing is where they can get group therapy or go to a workshop that they can release their emotions there. So that is my goal for my business, and that is where I see myself, to have a full academy where people can go to. And actually my academy's name is CareNet Incorporated, which means that I collaborate with other health organizations so that we can expand this in South Africa.
That leads me to my next question, so we're on the same wavelength. What advice would you give to someone that's considering a career or a business in the caregiving sector?
Yes, first of all, as I mentioned, it is, I think, a bit harder for us in South Africa. You know, there are many organizations. There are the Alzheimer's organization. There are many more of those. But what I've realized now when I contact them or get in contact with them is that they are there. They give awareness. But that is as far as it goes. So they do not actually give you something for you to work with or work on. So what I would like to see and how I will motivate others is to go the extra mile, put in the work, and get people to have the results.
How do you ensure that your business makes a meaningful impact, the work that you do, on both the caregivers and the clients that you serve?
Yeah, again, I think it is so that both can benefit from both sides. Having the organization where two you can go, but also another goal for me is that we can generate income through giving caregiving without being a professional. A professional is someone that's getting paid for their services, like a full-time carer or a nurse or a doctor. But what I want to see is people from, like, informal carers, people like me and you caring for our siblings, to get paid actually for our services, because that is what happened in other countries. There are benefits for you if you care.
I want to go to just speak about something we spoke off air, and then my last question would be sort of linked to what you just said, and the question that I will ask is that in the UK, for example, caregiving is part and parcel of social services. Now, we don't have that in South Africa for caregivers as yet. So the question I have is, what are some of the biggest challenges you've faced as a new business and also playing in this sector? And how have you navigated it? And what are the challenges that you're coming up with?
Definitely is people don't have a clue what you talk about if you say you are a caregiver, consultant, coach, counselor, whatever. I think they have a mindset of you going to a retirement place or like some
Old age home,
and you will visit each one and you will ask them, okay, what do you need? How can I help you? But for me, really, there's no time for that, because this is the next pandemic, because they forecast that by 2030, people aging 60 and older will double. So the caregiving sector will be so huge, and the demands on communities, on governments will be so big. So I think the time is right now to start and act in the caregiving role and on a more professional base and as informal caregivers, yes, in different ways.
You know, you talk about the average age of people sort of getting beyond 60. We had a series not so long ago called Universal Access. Now, when you look at Universal Access, the first thing comes to mind is a wheelchair. But universal access in the tourism sector has been redefined to so many more things, because simple things like for the blind, for the deaf, for the wheelchair, for the person that's have some sort of a disability, but they've broadened it and they've realized that people will travel even when they're 65 and 70, but they're not the same as when they were 40 and 30, which means they will also need a specialized kind of access. Whether it's staircases, whether it's lifts, whether it's door handles, whatever it is, one needs to look at that. And you're right. You know, as we're moving towards 2030, there will be more older people than exactly. We have had in the past.
Yes.
Which is a good thing, but we have to start thinking. You know, pre-pandemic, when it sort of just started, they said, your new normal. And I kept on writing about it. You know, no one wants to define what the new normal is. Now we hear, 2 years later, post-pandemic, and we're all coming up with ideas, and AI is here, universal access is here, caregivers in South Africa is something that is on the table. So that's the new normal. We're defining it as we speak.
Yes.
Dr. Marianne, thank you so much for your time. We wish you everything from KC107.7 for the 19th, and we hope you come back next week with the trophy. We'll take pictures, and we will talk about the win that you've done.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your professionalism and made me feel welcome, and it was such a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure to have you. And our doors are open. We're going to go into some music. When we come back, we speak to the third finalist from the Cape Winelands, who is the Businesswoman of the Year. Stay tuned.
Hashtag KC Soccer News. Only on KC 107.7.